It is Friday night, February 15th. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios, and the news gripping the headlines today is the shootings in Aurora. Five people were killed as a gunman entered a warehouse. Five police officers were also injured. All of them have been reported to be in stable condition, and we, of course, are grieving with the families and the community of Aurora tonight. We broadcast out of Chicago. WGN Radio has been synonymous with Chicago for almost 100 years, and the stories of our city, of course, often make national headlines, and gun violence is not something that we are unfamiliar with here in the city of Chicago, but for the most part, a lot of the communities really, if you find out that there's a shooting in Jefferson Park or in Irving Park or some of the other neighborhoods on the north side, northwest side, even the, downtown occasionally, but there are communities where, places like Pilsen, perhaps in Chinatown, places that are south and west of the city, in the city. And so there are folks that are running for office. Of course, there are 50 aldermanic offices that there are tons of politicians campaigning for. Another source of headline news, of course, is the corruption. In particular, recently, Alderman Solis, who has been wearing a wire, and of course, Alderman Burke, who has been charged by the FBI. So people want to know what's going to happen to the future of City Hall. And joining us in studio is one of the candidates, and in fact, the candidate running for Alderman Solis's seat. Alex Acevedo joins us in studio. Alex, thank you so much for coming in tonight and for telling us about why you want to represent the 25th Ward. What brought you to this decision?
Absolutely. Well, Patty, thank you very much for having me. Usually on a Friday, so I have to give a shout out to my wife and my daughter, Ava, who's probably listening in. But a little bit about me, Patty, is 33 years old, have an amazing wife, Juliana. We have a two-year-old daughter named Ava. I was born and raised in Pilsen for the past 33 years of my life, and I love my community. I played at our parks, shopped at our school, shopped at our stores, went to our schools, and Pilsen, it's changing. Right now, it's a world class community. Everyone loves Pilsen, but I remember a time when I used to walk down 18th Street, and you couldn't walk down by yourself. Yeah, I had to walk down there with friends, with my parents to feel safe or be protected from the amount of gangs, gun violence that plagued our corner. But now I can enjoy a walk with my daughter and my wife, because a lot of things have changed. But one of the things that have not changed is there's still gun violence today. The other day, I was coming home from canvassing, boom, 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 boom. These are gunshots that didn't happen yesterday. It's been going on for my whole life, right? And these are things that we need to change. But a little bit more about me. I've been a nurse for 10 years. Yeah. I'm happy to be a nurse. I've served at Ann and Robert H. Lurie's Children's Memorial Hospital, transplant and trauma. And it was there at the bedside where I've seen disparities in healthcare, access to quality healthcare in our local communities. And if you look at government today and you look at the decisions that are being made at City Hall, the decisions that are made in Springfield and D.C., none of these electeds really sat at the bedside and understand what families go through when it comes to healthcare. When you look at Chicago politics in general, you see corruption, right? You see corruption, and we need to change that. And we need to reestablish the new culture of Chicago politics. We need people at the table who are in healthcare, who are in education, who are in nonprofits. That's the thing that's going to help change of Chicago politics in general. I'm the first nurse to run in city council, hopefully to be the first one elected.
It's even strange to hear that. I mean, I guess it makes sense because those who are running for office, they go to, maybe they're lawyers or they're in the Chamber of Commerce, they're business owners. And, we don't really stop and think about what kind of backgrounds might better serve or, there are educators. I know there are educators, one who is running against you as well in the 25th Ward election. And, when you talk about the despair in, at the bedside, what people are encountering, and that's a lot of what people are wondering tonight about the tragedy in not just Aurora, but also what drives people to be in a gang, think that there's nothing better for them out there except for violence.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. When you look around what's happening in our city, it's not just happening in one community. It's happening across overall the city of Chicago. And you look at what causes, violence. It's desperation. It's lack of opportunity. It's poverty. These are things that we need to address. We need to be more proactive. And I think we have to have a lot of prevention programs for our youth. Mental health. You know, we closed down 50 mental health centers. There's a lot of people there who are in high school, who are in college, who are seniors, you know, our veterans, people in our community, our neighbors who need that help. And where are the resources? They're not there. Right. They're not there. And these are the reasons why we see things like an Aurora happen today, because people are crying for help.
Right.
They're crying for help. They're reaching out. We're just not listening.
And, you know, when we think about the community that you are aspiring to represent, tell us about the 25th Ward. Besides Pilsen, what other communities does that incorporate?
Absolutely. You know, the 25th Ward is a good reflection of Chicago because it's so diverse. It's one of the most diverse wards in the city of Chicago. It's Pilsen, it's Abla Homes area, it's Taylor Street, it's West Loop, it's South Loop, and it's Chinatown. So it's a very diverse community. The pressing issues per each community differs.
Yep, that's again, we are talking to Alex Acevedo, who is running for the seat of the 25th Ward Aldermanic office. And we have so many issues in the city of Chicago. We're going to learn more about what has inspired him to run for this office, to represent his community. And we'll also find out more about where he grew up, where he went to school. More in a moment on 720 WGN, 312-981-7200. Again, this is always your conversation. We would love to hear from you. 312-981-7200. More when we come back. You're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show live in the Allstate Skyline Studios. We are joined by Aldermanic candidate Alex Acevedo, and he is running for the seat that we all now know as the Alderman Solis seat. And that's a startling thing to learn, that he was wearing a wire. Was that surprising to you when that news broke? I mean, we've kind of come to accept corruption in City Hall, I'm not phrasing this right, because the reaction seemed to be from City Hall, like, I can't believe you wore a wire, not we're corrupt.
Yeah, you know, one of the things is, it wasn't shocking to me and probably many neighbors in the 25th Ward. You know, I've been a fierce advocate of Solis's leadership and this constant development where it's kind of like backroom deals. And when it came to community input, we weren't at the table. So for him to be charged, or not in charge, but to have these allegations of wearing a wire and being involved with the FBI, it was not shocking.
No. What would you aspire to do if you were to be one of the 50 aldermen serving the city of Chicago to really cleanse, I guess, to sort of scrub the corruption? I mean, it doesn't seem like something that can be done all at once. Mm-hmm. Where do we start?
Yeah, you know, first thing we have to start with are term limits. We have a lot of aldermen who've been there for decades. They become chairman of these committees. Their pockets get bigger. You know, they continue to tax our families. But term limits is number one. Campaign finance reform, right? Mm-hmm. We have a lot of people coming in who want to build big business in our communities. And they're given to the incumbents. They're given to the incumbents. And that discourages people who are engaged and energized and want to be public servants. So campaign finance reform and term limits, I think, are a first key step that we need to do here in the city of Chicago.
I think you're the first candidate that's come in and mentioned term limits for the aldermen. There have been other, I think Bill Daley has said that he wants to eliminate most of the aldermanic seats. What do you think about that?
You know what? It's when you look at all 50 aldermen today, one of the biggest issues, and if you knock on a door today, the number one issue that we've seen is accountability. Accountability. And if we break that down to just 15 aldermen, that accountability is going to get a lot worse today.
Well, because, you know, in my community, our alderman is pretty accessible. Yeah. If you have an issue on your block, whether it's a pothole or a tree that has branches that are doing damage to the property, it's handled. Yeah. So I can't imagine if you have 15 aldermen and you have, and I also think that it would impact not just accountability, but representation and the ability of people to, you know, we already have such disparity economically, socially, with education. I can't imagine that would improve with less aldermen.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that we've been talking about is becoming innovative, right? Mobile services. I love mobile services. I started to do mobile pop-up clinics in the Pilsen community, especially for our most vulnerable communities, for our veterans, our seniors, our undocumented community, mm-hmm. just from basic screenings and flu shots, right? And that's how your alderman's office should be. Sometimes people don't know who their alderman is, what they do, and let them know, navigate where their office is. Why are we not bringing the alderman services to their doorstep? We have so many shared office space opportunities in the 25th Ward. Your alderman's office should be in your community. Having operating offices in West Loop Mondays and Wednesdays, in Chinatowns and Tuesdays and Thursdays, be at the doorstep of our residents and say, here, I'm your alderman. How can I serve you today?
I want to encourage all of our listeners who live in Chicago, and you, and my listeners already know, wherever you live, I encourage you to know who serves you. That's an important way to say it. Who serves you? Absolutely. Who are your aldermen? Who are your state reps, your state senators, who are your congresspeople? Find out who they are. Go to openstates.org, and you can enter in your information and find out. The election for the city of Chicago for the aldermanic race, for the mayor's race, is February 26th. The early voting offices are all open right now. And I saw that they have a shortage of judges. Did you see this?
Yes, they need, I've estimated about 1,000 judges.
Yeah, that's what I heard. It's, by the way, so it's $200 to serve as a judge on election, on election day. So, I mean, here's a way to get involved.
Absolutely.
Folks, if you're listening right now, Google it, find out how to be an election judge, and $200. And also to like meet your neighbors. Sounds like I might actually go do that.
You know, that was one of the things we were talking about today. I was at a forum in Pilsen, and one of the questions was, what advice would you give a student in the 25th Ward today? Put down your phone. Put down your phone and get civically engaged. Go outside and meet your neighbor, because now when you see, I mean, I'm guilty as charged as well, too, is walking down the street looking at your phone. That's like the posture we have today. Many kids are creating revolutions on Facebook. Create a revolution on your block.
Right.
Go outside and meet your neighbor across the street or next door.
Oh, I agree. Although, I don't know, one of my neighbors, I have to forgive him someday. We'll talk about that some other time. We are talking to Alex Acevedo. He's running for the 25th Ward aldermanic seat. And you said you grew up in Pilsen. Where'd you go to grade school?
I went to St. Anne Grammar School, which is located on 19th and Levitt.
And I went to Catholic boy.
Yeah, I was an altar boy for 15 years.
For 15 years?
Yes.
You just lighting those candles. Wow.
Yeah, because my grandma was born in 1929 in Pilsen, next to Gats Hill. She was one of the very first Latinos to move there. She was surrounded by Eastern European, Polish, Czech, Bohemian families at the time.
Where was your grandmother from?
She was born here. Her parents were born here. So I'm fourth generation Mexican. Uh-huh. But our family is from Michoacan and Jalisco.
It's interesting because I've done some research on the Latino population of the state of Illinois. And in the 1850s, I don't even know how you do a census. In the 1850s, there were 9.
Yeah.
And one of the things that brought a lot of Latinos or Mexicans, obviously, specifically because of the railroads,
yes,
the slaughterhouses, you know, there were jobs. And I speculate that they came around April. And by the time December rolled around, it was too late to go back and realize the mistake they'd made with our winters. it's too hard to go back now. But the population of Chicago, we have the second largest Mexican population in the country. People don't realize, second only to Los Angeles. And I think you're one of the first people I've ever met that is fourth generation.
And actually, on my father's side, we're half Native American. We're from the Yaqui tribe.
Yeah, and where's the Yaqui tribe?
Yaqui tribe is Arizona and Texas part.
Wow, yeah. See, there you go. Again, warmer climbs. And where'd you go to high school?
Went to Whitney Young High School.
Oh, fine, whatever. We can't talk anymore. I went to Lane Tech.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know how heartbreaking it was for me that my son put Whitney Young above Lane Tech when he was choosing his high schools? I was walking through those hallways. I was like, are you kidding me? Yeah. It is an extraordinary high school.
He's a true dolphin.
Oh, he didn't. He's not going there. But our regular guest, Elliot Serrano, who joins us on Friday nights, he went to Whitney Young and he was very proud. It's a great school.
Absolutely.
And that's the thing, too, how is the neighborhood and the communities that you seek to represent? What high schools do you guys have access to? Because that's something that I think is startling, is you have these upper echelon schools. You have Whitney Young, Peyton, Northside Prep, all these, Jones, which are some of the best in the country. Are our students being served by schools like that?
You know, Patty, one of the things, when it comes to the 25th Ward, we really only have one high school. Mm-hmm. But Instituto Progreso is right at the borderline of the 12th and 25th Ward. So you can consider it part of 25, but not really within inside the ward. But You know, when it comes to Pilsen in the 25th Ward, 1,500 families send their kids to schools outside of our community, right? Because every parent wants to send their kid to a magnet, a selective yes. enrollment, a level one school. We have great schools, we have great teachers in our ward, but they're not getting the resources to make them attractive, right? So that's why my plan is for education is to create a holistic approach to education, wraparound services. We have so many nonprofit organizations in the 25th Ward. I want to be a hub-spoke of a model of an alderman that's going to connect them, have medical centers within schools, have created a pipeline with the trades. So many of our young kids want to be plumbers, carpenters nowadays, and it's a great career. It's a great career, but there's that barrier of, you can't get in because of Chicago politics. You have to work on a campaign or you have to know somebody. Yeah. Why can't we get that early on in schools?
I agree. I think that all kids in the city of Chicago should have the same access to education as those who get into those top-tier schools. And part of it is that the neighborhood schools, you know, prep those kids to get into those higher-level, you know, facilities. So yeah. let's try to, you know, raise all boats, isn't it, the high tide?
Absolutely.
Again, Alex Acevedo is running for the 25th Ward. The election day is on February 26th, but all open polling is available every day, isn't it?
9 to 5.
Alex, before you go, what do you want our listeners to know, in particular those in the 25th Ward?
Yeah, so one of the things that stands out about me is the first nurse to run in the 25th Ward and hopefully be the first one elected. But, you know, my why comes from a personal story with me. You know, my daughter was born 2 years ago. As a parent, it's supposed to be the happiest time, but it was also the scariest time. She was born with a cleft palate, right? And, you know, for those who don't know, it's having like a hole at the top of your roof. My wife and I were scared. As a nurse, I thought I had all the answers, right? You're well prepared. You did it. And we found out it was due to environmental factors. And then I look back at my family of how many family members of mine suffer from epilepsy, right? And if we look at the NRDC, they did a study a couple years back in Pilsen, where they did a heat map. And Pilsen, Chinatown are the number one communities in the city of Chicago that has extreme hazardous environmental chemicals in the air and in our water. And no one's doing anything about it. We've shut down the coal plants, but what are we doing to resolve it? What are we doing to revitalize it? What are we doing to clean up that toxic air? You know, I want to serve for the people of our families. Good thing I had insurance. My wife had insurance and we had coverage. And my daughter had, she's well prepared. She's doing well. She's in school now. But what about those other families who don't have coverage, right? Who's speaking for them?
Right.
My why is for them, for my daughter and those families.
Well, we wish you the best of luck, as we wish all the candidates the best of luck. Regardless of what the outcome is in the election, we'd love to have you back in studio. And you have a great story. And thank you for stepping up. There are a lot of people who don't. We all complain and we bitch and say, you know, we all deserve better. It takes somebody who really believes in their community and in themselves to lead. So anybody who steps up and says, choose me, I think it takes a lot of strength.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much. Where can people find out more about your campaign?
Yeah, you can check us out on our Facebook at Alex Acevedo or our website www.alexfor25.com.
Alex for 22. I'm going to help you out. Don't ever say the W's again. Alex for 25.com. Alex for 25. Thank you so much for joining us.